direct to them. That's peanuts and stuff that they make oils out of. You know. Mm-hmm. I'd like to say that oats, rye, and barley, it just thrashed out to a head, mm-hmm. to a seed, you know. Now wheat is thrashed down to a head and then it's run, it's ground into a flour.
Well, now, poor people had all these machines to do this thrashing. How was that done?
They had what they call hammer mills, you know, mills that ran the gun right, right, you know. They were made in big rock form. Uh-huh. Maybe there'd be a rock down here that was poured out of cement and it'd have a steel band all the way around it. And it would be tied back around here with bolts, iron, threads and bolts and things on. And that big piece of steel would hold that there, that cement all in there. Mm-hmm. And that cement, they'd take it all about and make little scallops in it, that seed to fall in, you know. And he'd grind it into a powder, you know.
Were these big things that were attached to water wheels and things
like that? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Same thing on the same principle. Now it's into a head where they, I mean, they, you run it from belts, you know, from tractors, and augers and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's got to have a place that runs into where it'll crush all that stuff and make it into a meal or a powder, whatever you mind call it. You can set it, you know, certain.
They had
certain place, fine as you want it, or either as coarse as you want.
When people were out in the fields in, you know, working with wheat and whatnot, how did they collect the whatever it was they wanted before they had all these machines? You know,
they had to cut it by hand.
And then what did they? How did they do that?
Well, in my day, that is my dad's day when he was living. He'd plant big fields of what we call rice. Mm-hmm. He'd sell it to Jack Brown, people who hit lines and places like that. They'd buy stuff like that in big quantities, you know. Maybe we'd send it maybe wagon loads. But anyway, we'd have to cut that with what we call reap hooks, you know. It's like cutting straw out for a old-fashioned broom, you know. Mm-hmm. We cut it down and put it in shocks like that, and you'd stay there 5 or 6 days till the sun would dry it out thoroughly, you know. And maybe my dad would get 4, 5, or 10 head, and they'd take that stuff and they'd beat it out. They'd beat those heads out. Yes, ma'am. And those butts, that is, out of the, I'll say rice, the butts like that, you'd throw it in the mule barn or something like that.
Well, how big would a shock be? You said you put it in shocks.
Yes, ma'am, and put 8, 10 bombs. It'd be tied down, just like oats, fodder, stuff like that, tied big old bombs, about like that, you know. Uh-huh. You put 8
so
and about 10.
About as big around as your fist?
No, about big as your leg, uh-huh. Some of them big as your body, you know. You put, take 4, 5, maybe 10 lengths of that rice and then tie them together, you know. Mm-hmm. Careful, put a loop in them, you know. And it would hold them until you take a knife and cut it, you know.
It must have taken a lot of time.
It did. You didn't, the fact of business, people worked all the time, but they didn't get no work. I mean, slow,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 500. You take
what they call a one-horse farmer, he'd have maybe 10 acres, 12, 20 acres. And he'd have to work every day, you know, about in a year, to try to tend, make, and gather that little amount of land.
Uh-huh.
Well, now then, of course, he can take